Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. We are here today. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. This is our summer series. If you're here in the southern hemisphere, although for those in the north, I suppose this is their winter series. That's what I was thinking. So sit back with a nice cold drink or a nice hot drink, depending where you are. We just want to spend a few minutes chatting about our Heartbeat video for this week, which was talking about how we can refresh and revitalize as we finish this year and we start a new year. So Rosemary, do you want to share a bit about what you were sharing in the video today?
Well, when I think of refresh and revitalize, I think actually of a can of soft drink being opened and you hear this or that like that I can't do the sound,
yeah.
But the sound of the bubbles, the sound of like a, I guess, yeah, a release, a sigh. So it's like you release the, all that frustration and, you know, I guess bad energy, if you want to call it that, out of you. And you breathe in new life. You breathe in the spirit. You breathe in refreshment. That's what comes to mind when I even just think of the words.
So what are some of the things that we can do to finish our year well spiritually? We could, in the video you talked a few about a few practical things. What are some of the things you think we can do spiritually?
Well, to me, God uses spiritually, but also who we are, our personalities, because that is our spirit, that is who we are. And so I think individually it would be good just to take a few moments to assess where you are. How did you go in the year? You know,
reflect.
Yes,
we're reflecting.
Like, what,
yep.
Did I have any goals that I started with in January 2020, and did I achieve them? And the goals might be even just I wanted to control my anger. Or did I do okay or did I not do okay? Am I going to reuse that as another goal for next year? Because I feel like I've started the journey of being better in controlling my anger, but I'm not there yet. You know, so it's a decision and choice for you, but then praying about it and asking the Holy Spirit to guide you in the areas that, and not all bad things, in the areas that he wants you to, say, fix up, but the areas that he wants you to expand in and risk and develop.
Yeah. Something I was thinking about was as you reflect on your year, to think about things that you're grateful for in the year, because I think having a heart of thanksgiving is something that God wants us to have, something that looks at what we've been given and is appreciative of that and grateful for that. This year, of all years, feels like it could be hard to find some things that we're grateful for. But I think if you looked, you would find those things. Like, certainly I'm grateful for discovering more about the people in my life who care for me in this time. Like, I had one of the ladies at Mass made our whole family meals several times, not because I actually even needed them, but she was trying to be loving and being generous. And so I'm grateful for that. So I think this is a time of year where you can reflect on those things in your life that you're grateful for.
Yes, I have even been thinking, being grateful for all the people that I've noticed that needed, and maybe we couldn't hug them, but maybe needed some conversation, maybe needed some encouragement, but also noticing other people encouraging others. Like, for example, I think it started in England, where the nurses or the workers were leaving to go to help at the hospitals, and the people who were isolated stood on their balconies clapping them, thanking them. And I just went, wow, how encouraging that would be to be, come on, you can go again, you're helping so many people. You know, the people who are isolated, that they did get parcels of food, they did get a phone call, they did get, you know, and I'm being grateful for the people in the world that are doing that, have noticed others' needs, you know, and encouraging me to think the same, to change my attitude or my mindset or to look for others who are in need.
I think it certainly heightened our awareness of other people, of what other people are going through.
Yes.
So it's certainly made me be even more so other-centered.
Yes.
So it's not just about me. Oh, we're all in this tough time together. How can I be thinking of other people and what they're going through? Yes.
And it's I don't think it stops even now.
No.
I've been reading article upon article where all the workers who are on the front line are tired.
Yeah, exhausted.
Are like mentally they're going to need refreshment, let alone physical refreshment. But like, you know, doctors and nurses and, you know, even orderlies and people who work in the accounting system in hospitals and stuff, their role is for life, to help. And how hard it must be when people after people, they realize, I can't help them anymore. It is, well, I know everything's ultimately up to God anyway, but, you know, how the devastation. And, you know, I guess I've been thinking and praying, Lord, how can I help refresh people? Even if it is just a word of thank you, being grateful for them. You know, maybe I can't help them in their physical or mental way, but you can still help them by saying, we stand with you, we understand, you know, I don't know, just
appreciating, recognizing them. I suppose from there, when you reflect on your year, then you can reflect on your goals for the next year. Like what you may not have achieved, because often we can put goals in our life and the truth is we don't get them done. And for us, we use a year because that seems like such a nice timeline. Do you know what I mean? But it doesn't mean you can't carry over.
Because some things is our journey and it can be a journey for years. Or maybe it's the weakness in us and God really always wants us to develop and grow and work on different areas. But like I said, not just the bad things. Work on and develop and grow areas that he wants us to expand in. That areas that maybe we've gone a bit slack in, or areas that we know we're good at, but then God wants us to make the gift that he's given us even greater.
Well, as we finish this little chat, something that I quite liked at the end, though, of your video this week was talking about the freshness for our soul really is hope, and that the hope that we have in God. Do you want to share a bit more about that?
Well, I guess all of what we've been discussing, it's giving hope to anybody in their world. I don't have any power to change people's lives, but I can point to Jesus and give them hope and say, he's the way. He's the answer. He's the light of the world. He loves you 100%. He can comfort you. He can help you in your suffering. He can help you in your tiredness. He can help you with expanding your gifts. He is the hope of the world.
Well, that's our podcast for today. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed that little chat that we've had, and we do pray and hope that you have an amazing new year wherever you are. So we wish you a very happy new year. Thank you.
Thank you.